Hey everyone, it's Kelly, the host of the Happy Workaholic podcast, and today you are getting a very special episode. This is one show, part of the I Chose This Life series. If you're unfamiliar as to what this is, I am going to be showcasing and interviewing and sharing with the world some amazing female entrepreneurs in so many different careers and fields and just doing what they love. They're going to be sharing their stories, their struggles, their triumphs, just anything and everything with us. They're filled with laughter and just real and rawness, and you're just going to love them. I left all of these interviews so inspired by all of these guests that you're just going to fall in love with them, and they're so talented. So I can't wait to share them with you. Stay tuned every Wednesday where you're going to be getting a brand new episode for this very specific I Chose This Life series. And then you're going to be getting my solo shows as always on Friday. So these will be happening for quite some time because I have about 30 female entrepreneurs lined up for these interviews. So stay tuned. And as always, if you're listening on iHeartRadio, feel free to live chat. And if you're not, you can just take a screenshot right now and tag myself and my guest and let us know that you're listening. We would love your support. And we're doing something extra special in 2019 where we are going to do a live video in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group after each episode airs. How amazing is that? So we can all interact with the listeners, and it's just going to be so much fun. So I hope you guys enjoy the show. Hello, hello, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. I'm a business, LinkedIn, and podcast coach, as well as a luxury brand consultant, and I help business owners take their brands to the next level by implementing my personal techniques when it comes to growing their service, sales, and social media. Over the past 20 years, I've helped grow multiple brands in the beauty, hospitality, health, and luxury travel markets. I've exceeded all of their expectations, and I'm here to share my tips and tricks on how I did it. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today. And trust me, living with an autoimmune disease is never an easy task. So you can definitely expect some pretty crazy stories shared here as well. Don't forget, the after show happens after each episode in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group, and that's where I'll be every week to answer all of your questions. Now, if you want to hear any of my exclusive news first, just visit thehappyworkaholic.com, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. Now, let's get started with today's show. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I am your host, Kellyanne Gorman, and I have a very special guest with me today. As you know, I have been working very hard and showcasing the most amazing female entrepreneurs for my new series, I Chose This Life, which you can listen to every Wednesday morning on all your favorite podcasting platforms, as well as iHeartMedia. So I want to introduce you to my good friend, Jace Curry. Hey, Jace!
Bad that I'm so excited. Your intro got me super pumped up.
I feel like a yeah, we're doing like a virtual dance. Like, yeah, like I'm looking at the dog and her ears are like, what are you doing? So tell us who you are. The world wants to know who you are and what you do.
Okay, so my name is Jace Curry. Professionally, I work at a major energy company as an operations engineer. I just got a promotion, and I have to re-record my whole podcast intro now because I have a new title. And then I also am the founder and a coach at Uplevel Wildly Coaching.
I love that name because everybody needs to uplevel. Now, how long have you been doing the coaching game? Like, what made you start? Like, obviously you're passionate about it, but like, what made you jump into wanting to do this? And how long have you been doing it?
So, my own journey kind of started about 3 years ago now. I was working in a shipyard. I was doing overhauls on major equipment. At the time, I was working on an offshore drilling rig, and it kind of hit me in the face one day. We were in Corpus Christi in the summer, so it's South Texas in the summer, and it's, you know, like 9,000 degrees outside. And it hit me because this was a regularly scheduled maintenance interval. So I was like, we take time to schedule maintenance on engines and thrusters and all sorts of equipment, but we don't actually take the time to like schedule these overhauls for ourselves, for our minds, right? So that was kind of when my when my journey started on my own, just doing my own mindset work. And then I've been coaching for about 8 months now. And I started my coaching business because it was so hard for me to find a coach that was willing to work with me and really understand what I did, not just like, at the time I was working like 21 day rotations. So I'd be on the ship for 21 days and then I'd be home for 21 days. And so, you know, you're gone, you're away from your family and friends. You don't necessarily have the best internet to make calls or to chat with people who you love. So, you know, they were like, well, that just sounds really like a toxic environment. And if you want to be happy, you should just quit. And I was like, this is what makes me happy. Like, it was a lot of like really airy fairy type, and there just weren't a lot of coaches that I was a good fit with. So I kind of wanted to have that for other women where they could have someone who was more science-based, who was no BS, but was also, you know, kind of understood, someone who understood like environments, especially male-dominated industry environments, because it's very, very different, and not just give you the advice of, oh, well, you should just quit and it'll be fine.
I just love that you're a different style of coach, because everybody has like their different niche and all of that, but like in the digital space and being, you know, an online entrepreneur, and you're researching in the very beginning, but what we see and what a lot of our clients see online is that there's so many types of coaches, and a majority, I would literally say like 75-80%, it could, yeah, like probably 75-80% is get out of your job and become another coach, or like leave your job and do make your side hustle work. But you're totally different. You are all about like loving both and doing your craft and definitely working with a specific type of client that gets you, which I think is so important, so that you can coach them to like the best of your abilities, because you're in that world.
Yeah, I mean, I love ambitious women. Those are my people. But there's nothing wrong with like having a job that you love and it not being something that you created for yourself. So I think that's just really important for a lot of people to realize, like, not everyone is cut out to be an entrepreneur either. So
exactly.
You know, if you like working on ships or you like working in mines, like that's super cool, girl. And you go.
And that's something we have in common, but totally different types of ships.
Yes.
Totally different. You what?
I have been on one cruise ship and it was really fun, but I was not working on it. So
I know it was fun. My schedule when I was on cruise ships was actually, I made up my own schedule. In the beginning, they said I would be 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, and I went on as a guest. So when I first started my rotation like that, I had to clear customs. I had to wait in lines. Like, it wasn't like I was an employee. It was totally different. So once I got past that 2 weeks, I ended up having a schedule like you, where it was more like a month or two at a time and then off like a month or two. Although I ended up loving it so much, I just like took a few days off and like kept going back, because basically it was like a free vacation. And I'm like, awesome. If I have to sit in line and like wait through customs, you better believe I'm like staying on here as long as I can. Plus I make more money at the same time, so it all worked out. But yeah, I remember like first meeting you online, I'm like, oh my God, like totally different ships, but like we can get each other when it comes to like scheduling wise and stuff like that. So I really appreciate that, like, you do that for a living and you're like such a motivating, inspirational woman for others, because you are in a male dominated field and there are so many fields, like so many different industries that are like that, and so many women just want to back down or not say like what they do or not like feel empowered. But I feel like that you should have like a virtual high five, like a party going on all the time, because like you just got another freaking promotion. Like, that is amazing.
Thank you. I'm really excited.
Oh my God, that is amazing. Now, when you work, what is your schedule like? So when you have your job and then you do your coaching, like, are you one that likes to batch your content? Do you like to have a set schedule? Like, okay, on Mondays I do this, or tell us like how you like to schedule yourself.
Sure. So I don't have the luxury of a rotational schedule anymore. As far as work goes, I'm in the office from about 6 o'clock in the morning to usually around 4 in the afternoon, and then kind of always on call. And that alone, that makes it really crazy to try to do content. I do batch my content to a certain extent, but one thing that's really important for me is that all my content has to feel inspired and authentic for me. So you've seen my notes, and I literally will just like come up with an idea and I type up just enough in my phone where I will remember what that idea is. It's something I want to talk about later on, but something that I'm not necessarily feeling like called where I can talk about it totally and authentically right now. So I'll just write down a little reminder, and then when I'm feeling like really inspired, I will go through and just kind of make like very detailed bullet points and kind of draft all my content that way at that point, if that makes sense.
It definitely makes sense. I actually do that with my podcast sometimes, where I just can't get the words out, but I have like a list of thoughts, but I just can't sound like myself and like my happy self and be like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I have to think of people wanting to hear my voice and how annoying that would sound. Like, flashback to the beginning when I sounded like I was 12 recording my podcast. I'm like, well, that just shares my authentic journey of like how far I've come with my own show, because I don't sound like I'm 12 anymore. But you just have to like wait till that moment. You know, I totally agree with you when you're like, okay, now I'm inspired. Like, let's bang this like content out, where I just literally can't get the words out sometimes. Like, I'm writing and that doesn't really work out for me when I have to speak into a microphone. But at least when it's time, it's amazing. And that's exactly how, like, whenever you post something on social, you have like the best content, because you do wait for like that specific time. You're like, okay, it's go time. And then you like put it all together and then it looks amazing. Like, people appreciate that. They can read through it, you know?
Yeah. And the other thing that I'll do is if I'm not feeling called to post something, I won't. So I can be very absent on social media sometimes. Like, I was on vacation last week in Big Bend National Park, and I posted a couple pictures, but I wasn't like, oh yeah, this stars at night are big and bright. It's even a heart of Texas. It makes me think about my life. Like, no. I was like, I'm enjoying my vacation. I'm being here, present. Like, everyone can wait to hear from me when I get back. Not that important.
I know. That I love that. And I've been doing a lot more of that lately. And it really takes a toll on you when you, like, put yourself, like, so much pressure on yourself to, like, post every day and do all that. Like, I'm taking a step back with my own and just making stuff better, everything I put out better. So what do you think has been your biggest motivator for you to continue doing what you're doing, like, in both jobs?
My biggest motivator, one thing that I've always tried to do is not make it any harder for the women who come after me. So like, if nothing else, I've always just tried to be like a good steward of, women offshore, really, like in general, and just in the industry. I know it's really easy for women to get a bad reputation, so I've just always tried to make it easier for the girls who come behind me, because it's definitely easier to come behind someone who's smart and does their job versus someone who, you know, thinks they don't have to do anything because they're a girl, or just kind of doesn't do their job or plays dumb or whatever. So the generation of women behind me that are going to work offshore has always been just a super strong motivator for me. And every time I go visit with like cadets at any of the maritime academies or anything, I'm just so excited for them.
I love that. When do you think I chose this life moment, like, actually happened? Like, when were you like, oh my God, this is why I'm doing exactly what I'm doing right now? Like, this is why it's all lining up. Like, what happened for you to think that?
It hits me in the face like every other day.
I feel the same with a lot of things.
I mean, the truth is like I'm really just figuring out as I go along. Like I'm when I graduated high school, my goal was to like, go to college and get a good job so that I could always take care of myself, right? So then I got my marine engineering degree and I went into offshore drilling, like really not knowing anything about it. And I went in with the mentality of like, I'm going to try this for a little bit. And if this doesn't work out, I'll go back to shipping. And then, you know, I started doing this and I was like, I have this ability to make a gigantic impact for the generation of women behind me. I'm going to do that too. So it's just been, it hasn't been one moment. It's really been a series of different steps. And I feel like every time I level up, it's like, I get this feeling like, yes, this is the right thing. This is 1,000% what I'm supposed to be doing right now.
When you get that feeling, it's like seriously the best. Like yeah, that aha exactly. moment. Now, when you're feeling like stressed out because you're doing both jobs, you're like running around, like you're not prepared. When you have like stressed out or like moments of like failure, like how would you turn that around? Like, do you meditate? Do you like clock out? You just do like self-care? Like, what are your go-tos for when you have like basically like a really shitty day?
I thrive in the chaos and I know that about myself. So I really like that, like, I'm doing this and, I can't do this because there's like an emergency going on over here. I need to go focus on this now. My day is kind of like whack-a-mole a lot of times and I love that. So I realize that that doesn't work for everyone and there does definitely come a time where I need to really like unplug and just chill out. So I try to be really mindful about when I've just had too much and when I'm overstimulated. And then, you know, I will lay in bed and watch How I Met Your Mother or whatever, something dumb on Netflix. And
that's on cruise ships all the time, by the way. Like, I've seen every episode, like, 100 times.
That's so funny. So that's my go-to, like, if I need to fall asleep because I've seen every episode so much that I can like go to sleep and be fine because I know what happens already. But that being said, like you do have to just take the time to take care of yourself. So like I make sure I go to bed early enough where I can wake up and I have a fairly early morning every day. So I want to make sure that I get enough rest. That's paramount for me. I will work out but I don't push it. Like, so if I know that I've worked out 3 days already that week and yesterday was a really hard workout, I might skip my workout today and go take a bath instead. So I just try to be really mindful and listen to my body and find the balance that works for me, I guess.
That's awesome. I need to definitely start working out more. My body lately is definitely like meditate and drink your celery juice. You just really have to listen to your body. It's crazy. Like if you don't, like you just end up like spiraling out. Like it's so true. You just really have to pay attention and like listen to how you feel. It's crazy.
Yeah. And I took a lot of time off of working out. Like after my wedding, I didn't work out for probably a solid 3 months. And I was just super burnt out on it. And it was like, my body was like, you need to rest. You need to like, you can go get your 10,000 steps every day, but you don't have to run it. Like you can walk it. This isn't a race. Don't be an overachiever. And I was like, okay.
Enjoy your marriage.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't ever home or I wasn't ever home. So both of us were gone. We had been married 6 months and we had been home together 42 days.
Oh my God. That's so crazy. One of my favorite mantras, it's something I created for myself every day in my journal or my planner. I always write happy, healthy, positive, and productive because that's just the type of day like I need to have so that I feel good about myself and just the work I'm doing or just like if I'm eating healthy or meal prepping or just really anything. So what is one thing that makes you happy?
Like the happiest.
Well, the happiest, I should say the happiest, besides your dogs and your husband.
This is super mushy-gushy. It's definitely my husband. I was just sick yesterday. He took the best care of me. He, like, made me lay in bed and brought me soup and everything that I needed. So he's just the sweetest man, and he's the most supportive man that I know, and I'm super lucky to have him.
You are, because I remember when you messaged me that, and I was just, like, dreaming of a Hallmark movie. And I'm like, are you going to get another dog tomorrow? You're so lucky!
We only have one dog, but he's pretty great, too. So I'm very fortunate.
Now, what choices do you make every day to consider yourself healthy? Like, are you a meal prepper, you know, other than, like, working out and just, you know, like, an overall, like, healthy self?
I like that question a lot. This is really new for me because I really struggled with eating and fitness for a long time. So my goal is to just be really balanced about things and to not get too far down on myself if I slip up either one way or the other, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have been meal prepping. I'm like part Italian and part Greek, so I don't know how to cook anything in small batches.
Yeah.
so usually if I cook one meal, I can eat off that for about a week, maybe a little longer. So I don't have to meal prep very much, really. I can, like, cook once a week. and I just try to be, like, making sure that I'm eating lots of vegetables. Like I said, getting sleep is really important for me. But I think everything is different for different people. Like, some people can go 10 years without eating a vegetable and then eat one and, like, almost die.
Yeah.
some people, you know, like you, need their celery green juice every day. And that's cool too. So for me, it's just been really out kind of finding my balance and what's working for me. So it's been a lot of experimenting, which is cool because I like that.
Yeah, I like that a lot too. My doctors this week said that I need sleep. They're like, just sleep. I'm like, that's it? That's all you're leaving me with? Like, I'm leaving and you're like, just sleep. So I've been trying really hard to sleep more. But I'm like, never in my life. What?
You definitely need to turn your phone off.
Yeah, I know. I definitely need to turn it off. It's not like I sleep 4 or 5 hours. They're like, you're just doing, like, a lot of detoxing right now because I decided to stop a lot of medication. So they're like, just sleep. You need to sleep. And I'm like, that's a huge adjustment. Like, no one's ever said, like, just sleep the day away. They're like, do it. I'm like, okay. At night only. That's so crazy. What do you think keeps you the most positive? Either throughout your day or just, like, being in a positive mindset? Like, how do you get there every day?
I choose to be really grateful every day. That's I've worked huge. Really hard. I have a lot of amazing people in my life, and I have so much to show for it. So I just, like, I'm grateful every single day, and I try to be grateful for as much as I possibly can every day. So, you know, even when things are, like, super inconvenient where I'm like, oh, my client's running 20 minutes late and now I'm going to have to push, like, a work meeting, you know, 20 minutes after that. And I'm like, well, at least I, you know, I have clients at work. I have a job. and there are things that I really love doing, right? So the client that I work for right now, like, it's a major, so it's a big adjustment for me. Like, it's a really important work client that I work exclusively with. So that's just been different versus working for a bunch of little guys like I have been in the past. So I just try to be, like, just so overly grateful for every little thing. Like, this is a challenge, and I love challenges. I'm grateful that I have the opportunity to have challenges at work, right? And when you do that, it just turns your whole mindset around versus things that you could easily complain about. They're a blessing. And I think just so many people run around, like, negative and whiny. And it's like, dude, you have so much amazing things going for you. You just need to find them.
Yeah, and I feel like that's definitely like a mindset thing. Like the ones that speak like that are always the ones that obviously like they can be grateful, they're just not portraying it, but they're always like looking for a negative or looking for, you know, like, I don't think I'm going to do this the right way. So I feel like meditation and mind, like being mindful and gratefulness, like that's huge, especially like just being an everyday person.
Yeah. I say that I'm obsessively grateful. And I think that that's just like so important. Like when we lay down to go to bed every night, I tell my husband, like, I'm so thankful for you. I love you so much. And it's not just the I love you. It's like, I'm thankful for you. You know, I'm grateful that I have you in my life and you feed me soup when I'm sick. And, but like, just even telling people in your life that you're thankful for them, like, you'll see them light up.
It's so true. How do you have like your most productive day? Like when you are like not floating, but like on your like A game with like both jobs, like coaching and your job during the day, like how are you the most productive? Like do you have like a method in the morning that like pumps you up and then you're like, okay, this is the day, and you like are a rock star like throughout the entire day and night?
So I came to the conclusion a couple years ago that to-do lists suck, and not just because you have to do everything on them, but because they don't help you like schedule your time. So I started time blocking myself, and it takes a little discipline at first, but once you do it, you will be like amazed at how much time that you have in your day. So I will block out my whole schedule. Usually I kind of do it the day before just because at work things vary so much that I may not know what meetings I have like until the night before. But by then usually everything's pretty confirmed. So I start from the minute that I wake up. So I'll say like, okay, I'm going to wake up at 4:30. From 4:45 to 5:15, I'm going to do yoga. And then, you know, I'm going to do my morning routine. And then I'm going to leave for work at 5:45. I'll be to work by 6. And so, you know, then my whole work day is blocked out as well. And that's crucial for me. So I'll say, like, okay, I have a meeting at 7. I have a meeting at 8. From 9 to 9:30, I'm going to work on this project for work. And then, you know, from 9:30 to 9:45, I'm going to drink coffee. And I know this sounds like a little crazy and a little neurotic, but you will, like when you track how you're spending your day, it gives you so much more time because you can see what you're working on that doesn't really matter. And you can see where you have more time in your day. So sometimes it's hard because your whole schedule kind of gets flipped on its head and you're like, well, I didn't do anything I was supposed to do today, but at least you already know for tomorrow what you were supposed to do today and approximately how long you thought it was going to take you.
I love that you just said that. Like, I've never really thought about like blocking a time for just like relaxing and enjoying my coffee. I'm like right on my computer drinking it, doing a million things. So I think I want to start doing that. That's such a good tip.
So when I say I drink my coffee, like it's probably drinking coffee, checking emails, checking things. But it's like I try to block it out, even just the little things. Like, so, you know, as far as social media goes, I try not to get on more than 3 times a day unless it's for work. And I'll block that into my day too. And I'll set a little timer on my phone. And it just helps keep me really disciplined and really focused on what's important. I kind of hate the quote, like, everyone has the same 24 hours in their day as Beyonce. But it is true.
Mm.
She has a few more people to delegate to than probably you and I do.
Just a couple.
But yeah, if you can be mindful about how you spend your time and be like, oh, damn, like I spent 5 hours on Facebook. Not that you should do that because that would be a little bananas, but you know what I mean? Like when you start to see things like that, it's like, what could you have done with all that extra time in your day?
Exactly. And now iPhone has the tracker for you. So when you look at it, it's kind of like a rude awakening. Like get your shit together and get off social media. Like, you want something to happen, it's not happening because you've been sitting on Instagram all day.
Yeah, and I mean, I won't even go into what that can do for your psychological state.
I know.
All sorts of things that go wrong with that much social media exposure, but
oh my God, I know.
So that alone, but just like, if you could spend that working out, like you could spend that, you know, calling your friend or calling your mom or doing so many other things that are going to be so much more productive. So that's really like, once I realized how much time I was spending not actually doing anything productive, I was like, wow, that's a lot of time.
I know. I've noticed, before I started batching things, I would look and I'm like, what was I doing those 4 hours? Like, I know I was online, I was doing a ton of stuff, but like, I feel like my productivity level could have been so much higher if I eliminated a couple of things and put them into like their own little category, which is how you work, which is like work smarter, not harder situation.
Yeah. And I will say that that also depends on your boss, because I have definitely worked for people that are like, wait, I need this now. And you're like, I had no idea that this was even a thing. Okay, let me push back. And then kind of your whole day is messed up. So it can be difficult to schedule time blocking if you work for someone like that. But I do recommend it if you kind of have a little bit more warning and flexibility in your schedule.
I love that. Where and, well, what do you have happening with your coaching business right now? Do you have anything planned for the new year you want to share? Do you have any upcoming programs?
Yeah. So I have a program upcoming that I'm super excited about. It's called the 2019 High Vibe Tribe.
And, oh my God, I love this.
One of my primary things that I would say has made me so successful is that I am a master goal strategist. I love goals. I love setting them. I love achieving them. And that was a huge reason why I became a coach, was so that I could help other women achieve their goals. So this program's all about goal setting, and making real strategic plans, to help you reach those goals in 2019.
That is
amazing. And we are starting January 1st.
Yes. Don't wait till the 2nd. New Year's Day. Nope. It is on.
Yeah. And like, it's a Tuesday, I think. Right?
Is it? Let me look.
I don't know. But it's not a Monday. I know that much. So we're starting on that. Not Monday.
It is a Tuesday.
Yeah. Okay. So we're starting on a Tuesday, because I was like, you know what? Like, there's no more excuses. You know, by January 1st at like 5 p.m., you should have probably slept over your hangover by now.
So exactly. Get it together. You've got a serious thing happening on New Year's Day. You got to be prepared.
Yeah. I won't be hungover, because I actually don't drink very much, which is weird for a sailor. But
I know, right?
For everyone else who will be, I think we're going to probably start around 5.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be the first live. So yeah, that's going to be a 6-week group program. I'm so excited about it, because I'm actually thinking about doing it quarterly.
Ooh,
so
nice.
6 weeks at the start of every quarter. So this will kind of be the test group to see how that goes.
Oh my God, I love the sound of it. It sounds so exciting. I'll definitely put all of your links in the show notes. And then if any of our viewers, this is how you know I've been recording all day. If any of our listeners want to find you online, where can they find you?
So my personal Facebook is facebook.com/, oh my God, slash.
This is our day. Live, real and raw, no edits, people.
Jace Elizabeth. You can also find me at Jace Curry on Facebook. That's my business page, or Instagram. And then my website is www.jacecurry.com.
Oh my gosh, that's perfect. I'm going to put all the links in the show notes. And for those of you listening, if you love what you heard on today's show, take a screenshot and tag us both so that we know that you love the show, let us know if we can answer any questions for you. If you have questions for Jace, she will be in the DM answering you. And let us know if there's anything else that Jace can do in 2019 with your goals. Jace, thank you so much for being on today's episode. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. This is such a blast.
I know. We could literally talk forever, you guys, but we're going to hold it for maybe another episode for you in 2019. I know. Thanks, Jace. Until next time, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you liked this episode, please let me know by writing me a review on iTunes for the Happy Workaholic podcast. I would truly appreciate it. As I always say, sharing is caring. Don't forget, the after show happens after each episode in the Happy Workaholic podcast Facebook group. And that is where I am every week to answer all of your questions. Now, just so you know, I have been spending so much time over on my Instagram, and I would love to connect with you over there. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic, and don't forget to tag me when listening to your favorite episode so I can showcase you on my Instagram stories. For any other information regarding the Happy Workaholic Network, leverage your LinkedIn and your podcast production, just visit thehappyworkaholic.com. I hope that you are having a wonderful week, and I will talk to you again soon.